Time for Jake's Take. Say a very good morning to the producer, Mr. Bila. Sir.
Good morning, Jay. For Jake's Take today, I'm going to talk about what was in the news all day yesterday. That is the death of O.J. Simpson. And before I, you know, give my take on that, I do want to acknowledge that I was born in 99. I was born in the time after, you know, the trial. And, you know, really knowledge of that post his, you know, successful NFL and acting career, you know, that's really ingrained in my knowledge of who he was, mm-hmm. especially, you know, many people my age growing up. And I took a forensics class, funny enough, in high school. And, you know, we went over the trial as like a learning, you know, like exam that we had to, like, you know, learn stuff about, you know, how they do this, how they do that, how they find, you know, the glove and, you know, how mm-hmm. they detail all the everything. They went over a lot of stuff like that. And, you know, I watched the, you know, the People versus O.J. Simpson, you know, thing with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I mean, you could say what you want. I mean, we all know it's obvious, you know, he did it, obviously. But, you know, it's just the way that, you know, things played out and how it's now so many years later and now he's passed. And, you know, people are going to have a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, you know, he did that, you know, good rinse. It was actually what Caitlyn Jenner said, which is really, you know, interesting. A lot of people are going to have this say about it. And I mean, it's just, you know, it's quite interesting how things play out like that.
Well, it was a mesmerizing moment for this country. Everybody knows if you were around what you were doing at that point in time. Back in 1994 of June, you know, I myself was watching Knicks and Rockets in the round of the finals of the NBA, you know, and then it was interrupted and then they were having the game. And in the corner of the screen, you had a picture of the white Bronco, that was being chased by police, Al Callan driving it, OJ supposedly in the backseat with a gun to his head. I mean, it was just mesmerizing. Then the trial that took place and yeah, it was just unbelievable. It really was. Dr. Carol Lieberman will be with us a little bit later on. We'll recount, you know, everything. She's right there on the West Coast. She saw it all, has some great, access to information, everything else to recount. I don't think anybody will ever forget. I'll never forget OJ as a football player. I'll tell you that much, running 2000 yards at Shea Stadium against the Jets in the snow. I mean, just an incredible athlete. USC Heisman Trophy winner and the fall from grace, more than any other athlete I could remember. You know, who was so high in the mountain and just bottomed out.
And his career is stained with that trial.
No question.